Listening is as important as talking. If you are a good listener, people often compliment you for being a good conversationalist. This is Dr. Herbert Albar, the Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Listening is as important as talking. If you are a good listener, people often compliment you for being a good conversationalist. Now, this statement starts out, listening is as important as talking. Well, actually, listening is far more important than talking. We feel we want to get our point across, we want to get our ideas out, we want to tell the world what we think and what we believe. And that very art makes us not a very good listener. We're constantly watching the conversation for an opportunity to slip in our two cents. Now, if you could really listen to another person, and if I could do that, it takes a real gentleness. And you're listening to another person, they start talking. And most people, and I say most people, are reticent to talk. Most people do not have much confidence in themselves. Most people speak very lowly, very slowly, and very indecisively. And they make it extremely difficult for a person who wants to listen. However, if you are a good listener, you will insist on knowing what the person is saying. And if you don't understand what the person is saying, at least you'll allude to it so the person thinks you understand what they are saying. And you see, it's not so important what they're saying. It's not so important the details. It is important that they're talking, that they're sharing, and that you are open and receptive to their sharing. Because people are afraid to talk. You say, my goodness, none of them that I know. That's true. A loquacious person surrounds himself with talkative people. And a talkative person thinks that everybody wants to talk their head off. Whereas, if a mother can begin by saying, all right, children, now everyone is going to have an opportunity to say what they think about this subject. What do you think about having fruit three times a day? And everybody says, what's the big deal about that? And each child says, well, I'd like to have fruit three times a day. And then one says, do we have to have fruit three times a day? And another says, can I give my fruit away if I take it? And you see, you're getting all sorts of tremendously important responses, and you don't want to stop them, and you don't want to laugh at them. The child who says, may I give my fruit away? And the answer is, of course, you can do anything you want. However, the fruit is very good for you, and the fruit adds these things to your diet and makes your diet very full and complete so that you're strong and so that your body is operating in its peak performance so that when you're ready for sports, your body is all set to go. And when you're ready to go out playing, you're filled with energy. But you can give your fruit away if you want. That's your privilege. And do you have to eat it? No, no one has to do anything. However, if you eat it, you get benefit from it, and if you don't eat it, you don't get the benefit. Now, the mother might say, I'm not here to be the Gestapo and tell you you must do this and you must do that. I'm here to offer you the opportunity to have all the things in life that are beautiful and good. And I'm very interested in what each of you have to say about it. Now, would any of you like to tell what you did in school today? Well, the ones who are successful, they naturally speak up first and they say, I did this, that, and the other thing, and proud, proud, proud. And then the middle one, who is okay, said, yeah, I had a good day in school. I learned all about dinosaurs and had a really wonderful class. And then the one who wasn't happy with talking and who is sort of reticent to say anything, says, "I was watching the teacher as she was telling the rest of the class how to open their books. And I already opened my book just the way she said. I was so happy." And you see, that remark from this child who is not very loquacious can be one of the most important remarks of the entire family. Listening is as important as talking. When we listen to what other people have to say, without judging them, if we listen to what other people have to say, without laughing at them, because the things that they say are laughable, we have to be very careful. Sometimes, when we laugh with a person, it sounds like we're laughing at a person. And we have to make very certain that person doesn't think that we're laughing at them. Because if people think that we're laughing at them, they're reluctant to talk. They're reluctant to share. They're reluctant to even be in our presence. They're making fun of me. And some people say they're making a fool out of you. Well, nobody can make a fool out of you. But the fact is that when you're working with people and you're encouraging them to share, you don't ever want to laugh at them. And laughing with them is a very touchy thing, too. You have to be very careful. And when you laugh at yourself, then they take that as a slam on them, and you have to be careful there, too. So how do you laugh? How do you find joy in a conversation or in talking with other people? How do you find joy? And you find joy by seeing how the other people respond to things. And when they respond to things in a happy way, then you can make it a happy situation. When you see that they're very sensitive about things, then you back off. And you wait until they come through with something that's beneficial. You say, well, that could take forever. That could take forever. And that's exactly right. It could take forever to be a good listener. It could take forever to care enough about the people you have created in your world to listen to what they have to say. Now, you created them saying what they're saying. You created them being what they're being. You've created all of those things. So there's nothing unusual there. However, do you listen to God in you? Do you listen to the divine in you? How good a listener are you? Does the divine in you talk and share and offer ideas to you about all things that are good and beautiful? If so, are you ever listening? You are listening when your life is filled with peace, with power, with joy, with harmony, with balance, with everything that is good. You can always tell a person who has a good connection to the divine within them. Their lives are such a joyous, happy time. Oh, it isn't that they aren't confronted by difficulties now and then, but they just ignore the difficulties and go their own way. And when people don't choose to walk the path of their own inner way and their own inner awareness, you just walk yours, untouched by what the rest of the world thinks or tries to say. You listen, and listening starts with our listening to the divine within. And when we listen to the divine within, then the magic and the music and the wonder of who we are comes through. Listening is as important as talking. And if you're ready to listen, you will find that all things you hear are God talking. And you'll be very surprised that you didn't pay attention to it a long time ago. At least you're doing it now. Have a lovely day. Do beautiful things, and know that everything in the world is designed just for you to be happy. I love you. I love you.
I love you.